We've been talking over the past several weeks about freedom in the fire and what it has to do with our Christian faith walk in this day and age. Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible teaching, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about freedom in the fire. New Testament scripture tells us that every man's work shall be tested by fire. And the New Testament talks to us about the baptism by fire. That is the trials and tribulations of life that test us and our faith and try our soul, molding us, making us, forming us, and breaking us into the image and likeness of Christ in all that we do. The Old Testament model for this, if you will, is the fiery furnace of King Nebuchadnezzar, in which Daniel tells us that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar because they would not obey and they would not bow down to his God, that they testified, they faith confessed the God of Israel as their only God who would deliver them from his hands and from the fiery furnace. And they said, and even if he does not we will still not bow down to your gods. And in the fiery furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar saw not only the three of them, but a fourth man, and he said that the fourth was as of the Son of God. In other words, King Nebuchadnezzar got a revelation of the fourth man in the furnace, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, present with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to see them through the fire and to see that they were not burned. It says their clothes didn't even smell, and they got the victory through their faith. Now, the fiery furnace represents the trials and tribulations that we New Testament Christians must face through life, and even unbelievers must face through life. And that fire comes at us in three forms, we said in our previous broadcast. One is the world, the second is the devil, and the third is the flesh. We've already discussed the world and the devil, and much about the flesh, and we continue our teaching today about the flesh and the dealing with the flesh, so that if we understand that the fiery furnace experiences of our life come down in our faith walk to one of those three things, or one or more of those three things, the world, the flesh, or the devil, then we know how to respond to each and how to handle each. Now, if you would like to learn more about that, I would recommend and suggest to you that you visit us on our website on the internet at www.walkinginpower.org, the Word of Faith Ministries International website, and look at the top of the homepage where it says radio broadcasts, and click on that, and you can go back and listen to the previous broadcasts on this teaching, and we hope it'll be a blessing to you. Well, in our last broadcast, we talked about being a slave or a son to get victory over the flesh, Galatians 4, verse 1 to 7. And we said that this verse tells us that some people are slaves to sin and slaves to knowledge, which is what religion is, and other people are sons unto the Father, which is what relationship is. What's the difference? If you're a slave to sin, and you're in habitual sin, and you're in religion, you are eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Jesus represents the tree of life, the other tree that was in the garden. And this is a tree of relationship or covenant, which makes you a son by adoption. And so what we have been learning from the scripture is that to get victory over the flesh, you can only do it by being an adopted son of God, that is, entering into covenant with Christ through the born-again experience, depending on Him to change you, to change your attitudes, to change your behaviors. As He gives you the grace, you respond to that grace by being as obedient as you can. And if you fall flat on your face into sin again, you get yourself up and you brush yourself off, and you get right back to relationship with Christ, and you keep walking your faith walk until He works the sin out of you, until He works the things that need to be changed, the habits, the behaviors, and everything else that's bad about you or me, until He works them out of us. So in other words, if you are a son of God, you are at the tree of life. I'm talking about Genesis 1, chapter 1 now. You are at the tree of life, and you are feeding from the tree of life, trusting on Jesus by being born again of His Spirit, inviting Him into your heart so that He changes you from within. Whereas if you are a slave to sin, and you're going through these fiery furnace trials, battling sin on your own because you're in religion, and you're trying to apply your religious doctrines to your life, what you are trying to do is to gain perfection from without, or from outside of you. And that doesn't work. It never did work. It never can work. There are some religions out there that preach that you don't need salvation, you need enlightenment. and that if you get enlightenment and apply it to your life as it comes to you from outside of you, that you will become as God. Well, let me tell you something, friends. Enlightenment and the idea of having to get enlightenment is part of Eastern religions, and that kind of doctrine has been around for 5,000 years. And it's had 5,000 years to prove itself. And what do you see in people that pursue religion from outside and try to apply that stuff to their life? They're no different today than they were 15 or 20 years ago. And as a society, they are no different today than they were 5,000 years ago, which tells you it doesn't work. Forget religion. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. The only thing that works is the Spirit of God in Christ, who indwells your spirit when you invite him in and changes you from inside outward. That's what works. That's what makes you a son of God instead of a slave to sin. And so we learn then there is a way that we can get the victory and that we can be different, and that is by letting God do the work in us and through us by receiving him into our hearts as Lord and Savior. Then Jesus will change your heart. He will change your mind. He will change your attitudes. The first evidence that he is present is a change of attitude towards the things of God. If you just got that, that's something to celebrate about, friend. And so God gives us grace, that is his love, his power, his favor, his victory, his perfecting of us to change. That's what grace is. If you can't remember all that, just remember his love and favor toward you, which you and I cannot earn or deserve. It's a free gift. But guess what? Grace demands a response, and that response is to the best of your ability to be obedient to the word or to the revelation that God gives you. Be sure the revelation is from God. So in getting victory over the fiery trials of the flesh, we read in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, and this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians, we read, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." In other words, Paul is saying, I don't take my salvation for granted. I have to be very careful, and I have to keep under my body, that is, keep my body under control, and bring it into subjection. Bring it into obedience, he's saying. Subjection or obedience to what? To the word of God. Subjection and obedience to whom? To Christ, who is the word. And he says that he does it. In other words, he must be mindful every day of the need to control the body and its desires. Why? Because in Romans it says, present your body an acceptable sacrifice unto the Lord and your instruments. I'm sorry, might get correct that. And your members as instruments of righteousness. Why? Because the scripture says that our body is the temple of God. Our body is not evil. Our body is not dirty. Our body in the flesh of the body is not sinful. When the scripture refers to the flesh and the sins of the flesh, it is talking about the carnal mind, which when left to itself will agree with sin. It is not referring to the body. That's a different Greek word in the New Testament. The flesh is the Greek word sarx. The body is the Greek word soma. The Holy Spirit is very specific in showing us the difference between the two. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, Paul goes on and he says, "There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted," or tested, some translations say, "above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." See, God is going to put you through a fiery furnace experience to mold you, make you, form you, and break you into His image and likeness to make you more like Him. Why? So that He can bless you. Why? So that you can have a joyous and happy eternal life. So God will work His work in you and through you to achieve that end, and it will be a fiery furnace testing, as this scripture tells us, but it says that with the testing, He will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So God isn't going to overwhelm you. God isn't going to beat you into the ground. God is simply going to use the fiery furnace experiences to test you and to show you His power and to make you succeed and be victorious. Now notice that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got out of that fiery furnace unburned, not even stained with smoke or soot. They walked out clean and they got the victory. They went into the fiery furnace with their arms and legs and hands bound. They were thrown in bondage. They came out free. Freedom from the fire. Freedom through the trials and tribulations. With every victory, from every testing, Jesus makes you more and more free, more and more confident, more and more successful as a Christian in your faith walk. You see, and how did it start? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a faith confession that brought possession. They told King Nebuchadnezzar, "We don't care about your God. We don't care what you want us to do. We will not bow down. We will not worship. Our God will rescue us. And even if He doesn't, we still will not bow down and worship your gods." In other words, they were saying to King Nebuchadnezzar, "We are going to be spirit-led by the Spirit of God. We are going to be spirit-led and not man-led." You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a confidence, had a trust on God, had a faith and a faith confession to back it up. They said what they had to say. They stood on it. They went into the fiery trials, and they came out unhurt and free. Well, our fiery trials come from the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's our fiery furnace experience, folks. And in the New Testament, it tells us that we can get the victory because we still walk with Jesus through the Word of God. He's in our fiery furnace experience with us by ministering to us through the Word. Listen to James 1, verse 14 onward. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." See, God is making you a first fruits of His creatures. Just as Jesus is called first fruits from the dead in the New Testament scripture, we are being made first fruits in His image and in His likeness. And so we do not go to God kicking and screaming or run from God because of every fiery trial or tribulation we have, but we run to Him. You know, you can't be more intimate with God than walking with Him in the fiery furnace. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got into that fiery furnace bound and thrown in with their hands and arms tied, King Nebuchadnezzar looked in and found them free and walking around with the fourth man in the furnace, who was Jesus. Jesus set them free in the fiery furnace of their affliction. That's when they got free from their bondage. In the trials and tribulations of life, with the testings of the world, the flesh, and the devil, by God working a work in you and through you and giving you the grace to overcome, and you responding to that grace, that's how you get free from your fiery furnace experiences and your trials and tribulations of life. It was in the fire that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not only got their freedom, but got their deliverance. Okay, and it's through these fiery trials of life that God will give you your deliverance. So there's a New Testament equivalent of that Old Testament type. So we must keep going. We must keep pressing. We must keep standing firm. Hebrews 12:4 says, "You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." And it continues, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked to him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure the chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if he be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." You know, New Testament scripture says, without holiness, no man will see God. Do you know what holiness is? Holiness is separation from the world and separation unto God and unto the ways of God. That's how you get victory over the flesh and over those fiery furnace experiences. So 2 Corinthians 10:4 tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Notice what it says, that there are strongholds in our life that have to be pulled down, and that includes the strongholds of the flesh, which reside in our mind and in our thought life to tempt us and to test us. See, the battle is between your ears. It's in your thought life. That's where Satan ministers. So in 2 Corinthians 10:5, Paul says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." How do you get victory over the flesh? Take every thought captive to Christ and cast down every imagination, every vain imagination. The word vain means useless. Cast them down. Don't give them a place in your mind where they can seed and be watered by unholy spirits, and you will get the victory. The Holy Spirit will give you the victory. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know the Holy Spirit of God? Sorry, Mikey. Now the question is, do you know the Holy Spirit of God so that God can do a work in your life to transform you? Did you know that God is willing and able to do it, and that he is a real living person, a spirit person, but nonetheless a living person with intelligence and power who is able to transform you from inside outward? That he will do it for the asking? That there is nothing too difficult for him, for those who will receive him into their hearts, and that today is as good a day as any, and that it is self-proving, and the Bible is self-proving, that all you have to do is apply it as you read it and watch it work? Did you know that it works? And that the proof that it works is the fact that there are millions upon millions of born-again Christians who can tell you how their life has been changed by receiving Jesus Christ into their hearts as personal Lord and Savior and getting religion out of their life? Impotent, powerless, mechanical, repetitive, boring religion? Yes, it can be done. You can come into an encounter with the living Jesus right now. Are you ready? Why not? Is there any reason why you should not? I think you will find out that if you think about it, there isn't. So make the jump right now, won't you? Commit your life to Christ and watch it work. It's real. Pray this prayer with me aloud right now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they'll teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. And the Bible will prove itself to you. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.